This is Nation Talk.
This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo.
Hello, you're joining Nick and Nation Talk, and today we are speaking with Bob Joseph, founder and president of Indigenous Corporate Training. You're an advocate in raising awareness for Aboriginal peoples. Also, as well, through your sessions, you hope to accomplish a lot. What are some goals that you also hope to accomplish?
I think the main goal for us, our mission, if you will, is to help people work more effectively with Aboriginal people, so mainly non-Aboriginal peoples that take our training. I think there's a big need there across Canada. There just seems to be a gap in understanding and common language and that kind of stuff. So our mission really is to invite people in to come and talk about Aboriginal people and Aboriginal issues and, you know, really work with them so that by the time they leave our workshops, they can just work more effectively with Aboriginal peoples across the country.
How did you get into this line of work?
Ah, great question. You know what? I joined this company back in British Columbia called BC Hydro. I actually didn't join to do this kind of work. I joined just to start at the bottom and claw my way to the top like everybody else. But way back in 1994, I bumped into a manager for Aboriginal relations outside of an elevator who asked me, literally, do you want to put on presentations for our employees? And I said yes, outside of the elevator, and the rest is history, as they say, the old cliche. I've really been doing it steady since 1994, and you know, lots of clients and customers, but it originally started off as a work that I was doing for one specific corporation.
As mentioned before, you are the founder and president of Indigenous Corporate Training. What exactly, in your words, would you say Indigenous Corporate Training is?
Indigenous Corporate Training, like say, is a training company. We focus primarily on training. Our goal is to get people to work effectively with Aboriginal peoples. We think if we can help bridge the cultural gap and the legal, political gap that we'll be able to do that. We call it Indigenous Corporate Training because we actually do work in the international environment. I've been fortunate to go to Guatemala, Peru, New Caledonia in the South Pacific, Switzerland. So we have a USA version of our training as well. So lots of really neat things there. We're able to go online, distribute quite widely. But Indigenous Corporate Training has the same purpose that we do in Canada, to help people work effectively with Indigenous peoples.
And you just mentioned the online aspect as well. Could you possibly maybe get a brief description on that?
Yeah, you bet. Our online stuff allows us to distribute much wider. It's composed of video clips, true, false questions, multiple choice, forms, wikis. There'll be an online instructor available. People can access it. As long as they have access to a high-speed internet connection and a web browser, they can access our course from afar. It would be what you would get if you were able to attend a day-long session. But, you know, in today's environment, people want to protect the environment. They don't want to do all of the travel and do that kind of stuff. So the online really lets us cater to that market. We reduce the carbon footprint. We give people a chance to learn at their own pace in an environment with people who are also interested in working with Aboriginal peoples.
Now, what would you say to other Native people looking to get into this field?
Oh, I think there's no end to the work that can happen in this to help people understand and work more effectively with Aboriginal peoples, whether it's in education, business, government-to-government relations. I think the need is just so incredible right now. There's only a handful of people doing this work in the country, and a lot of communities do it, but it's more of an ad hoc basis, I would say, if you can get into it and do it more regularly on behalf of your community, your nation. I think that really helps you out because, like I say, the people do want to work with you, but they just don't know what to say or not say or, you know, how they should even approach you. So anything we can do to help them, that's our mission, helping people work with Aboriginal peoples.
So how would people get in touch with you then?
Oh, lots of good ways. Definitely the internet. Be sure to go to www.ictinc.ca. So Indigenous Corporate Training, Inc., India, Charlie Tango, India, NovemberCharlie.ca. We also have a toll-free number, 866-288-9428, 866-288-9428. So a couple of ways they can definitely get into contact. Or Bob at ICT Inc. as well will work if you want to send me an email.
And, of course, you can find Bob Joseph on Nation Talk as well. And thank you for joining Nation Talk, and thank you, Bob Joseph, for your time.
Thank you, Nick. That's great. Thanks.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Targus Canada, your technology mobility company. Targus discounts can be found on the Nation Talk website by clicking on the Targus logo.
For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.